Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close as we talk about drought down under in just a moment.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields, and you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pull and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel.
Not that many years back, we were in the middle of herd liquidation, an exceptional to extreme drought. Not right now, we're out of drought and we're rebuilding our mama cow herd, but that's not the case down under. Beef economist Don Close joined us today from Rabobank, and he says right now the folks in Australia are facing a lot of things that we dealt with in the 2010, 2011, 2012 timeframe.
It has been absolutely phenomenal. The rate of liquidation that they have endured in Australia, and the decline in cattle numbers, and what it's starting to mean on prices as supplies tighten, but also they had some really good unexpected rains here in the last couple of weeks that was very, besides against the El Nino pattern, was very counter seasonal. That's going to buy them some time. But boy, once that market ever starts to rebuild, from my observations being down there, I think the price explosion that could happen with the Australian market will be even greater than what we saw in our 2014 market here in the States.
So I guess that's one of those inevitable things that is out there eventually.
It's going to happen. It's not a could it happen or, you know, might it happen. Just the rate of liquidation that they have had in Australia in the last 2.5 years is going to be a huge, huge drain. It's going to take years to rebuild the numbers once it does rain.
Now, one of your observations, the fact that a lot of the beef that is headed out of Australia, a good bit of it has landed in the United States.
If there's good timing for a disaster, the Australian drought could possibly be described that way. Both, as you say, the huge volume of beef trimmings, that lean beef trimmings that they've shipped to the States in the last couple of years, that has provided them with a market that would have been in a lot of trouble otherwise. And at the very same time, it's helped offset the U.S. as our cow slaughter has declined, as numbers tightened, and we're starting to rebuild. That's been an offset for the U.S. to continue to get that available supply of lean product.
With herd rebuilding now underway in this country, both 2014 and again here in 2015, that means fewer cull cows out there, and the available supply of lean beef from Australia very fortuitous for us as far as our lean ground beef supplies are concerned. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.